Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is an exciting time for all of us because it's our weekly get-together of famous broadcast personalities to discuss the issues of the week, the charts from Talkers Magazine. The Week in Focus this past week, July 17th to the 21st, and here to go through the list of the top 10 stories and people with discernment is broadcaster Victoria Keelan, who's part of our DJV gang. She's the V in DJV. We have Rich McFadden from the Good Day Enterprises.
Yum.
And then we have the evil one, Joe Crummy, is here. I just like saying that. You wouldn't have to say a word for the whole show. I just say, Joe Crummy, the evil one.
You know, and did you miss me last week? I missed all of you guys. I had evil thoughts last week, but I missed all of it.
Really? Why? The evil thing was that you weren't here.
Wait, you weren't here last week?
Oh, man.
Did you catch that?
All right, so let's get through the list. I'll go through the list of stories from 10 to number 1. We'll throw in our comments and thoughts and hopefully stimulate some of you to think about some of these things. These are the management of Talkers assigns various people on the staff to monitor talk radio stations, talk radio programs, talk radio hosts who are making it big. And so as part of the conversation, I think we do, Victoria, we get into these things in the DJV thing, the sort of ancillary sports stories, things the behind them, about the people and the folks who are doing well. But in the main, there's lots of conversation about baseball, who's doing what, how much money they're making, yada, yada, yada. So that's number 10. Number 9, this woman who called 911 in Minneapolis because there was some noise, as I understand it, something going on in the neighborhood. And so she went down to meet the police in her nightgown to tell them what was going on and ended up dead. The two police had been at the job for less than 2 years. There is very little that you can, in terms of conclusions, that you can draw from this other than the obvious. And it's the same story that sort of follows the police wherever there are police. Baltimore, for example, this week, apparently some police officers were planting evidence, and they've been caught on video. And so it brings us around to this continuing focus on good police, bad police, good cops, bad cops.
I would hold and your...
Okay, I'm not finished yet, but then you jump in. Hold on, let me just go to the end of my theory. The lack of training, the lack of schooling, the basic inability, it would seem, to find people who are good at this job, all of them need to now, there's no room for exception because the public and the news media, whether it's ganging up on the police and it's being unfair to the police or whatever it is, they leave themselves open when it comes to inexperienced police being in a situation where this woman is shot or the investigation in Baltimore, whether there's more to it or not. There's always more to it. If these people are serious, the people who run these cities and towns, municipalities, and they want to have respect for the police across the board. I'm sick of saying I support the police. I don't support the police when they do stuff like this. They're mostly good cops. Yeah. But for those who say there is an exception, we get cast aside. We get put into this irrelevant place. How dare you say anything about the police? Well, it isn't really the police who are the problem when you get to the core. It's management. Some of these people should never be hired. They have not been trained properly. Police don't get paid enough money. There should be fewer police, much better paid, much better educated. And then you don't have these problems that we see every day. So that's those two examples. You know, it's Richie's thinking to himself, it's easy because I'm always attacking the police. I attack this kind of stuff because it's not necessary.
You're anti-authoritarian, so.
Well, I don't like authority, period. Right.
Well,
that's
right.
True.
So anybody with a badge, you're not going to like no matter what.
No, that's not true. I would respect them if they leave me alone. I'm not doing anything wrong. Leave me alone.
Well, apparently, in this case, I was just reading this morning, the cop was well-trained. I guess the police chief got back from her camping trip or wherever she was.
You're talking about Baltimore?
No, I'm not. Minnesota? No, I'm not. I'm talking about Minneapolis and the woman.
The kid was only on the job for 2 years or less. How was he?
Right,
well,
okay.
Anyway,
he went through training, and she said he did very well in his training. So, Look, I'm just saying, you know what? I just want to keep it in perspective. It's not so much that I disagree with you, Doug. It's your show. I'm not going to do that.
You can disagree with me all you want. That's why you're here.
I don't want to get in a fight with you. But, I mean, look, can't we keep it into perspective? I mean, just in Los Angeles, you know, from where I speak this morning, I think the cops do 2,000 stops a day. And if you were to add that up and kind of extrapolate that nationally, I mean, how many times do cops have to interact with people every single day in the United States? And when you do have a bad incident, like you're talking about in Baltimore, what happened in Minneapolis, what happens is all of a sudden then that we broad brush all cops like that.
Well, that's the way you take it because some people are defensive, or that's the party line, or that's the politically correct thing to do. In this circumstance, I would come back to you.
Mm-hmm.
The 2,000 stops that are made a day in Los Angeles, how many of them are black guys with a white girl in the car driving a red sports car?
I don't know. I'll have to look it up.
That would be something interesting to look up. In Los Angeles, I rarely see any white people pulled over. Honestly, I see Hispanics pulled over. I see black people pulled over. I've seen people. I was doing 90 the other day on the 101, and somebody passed me in some souped-up BMW like I was standing still. Where are the cops then? I don't know who the guy was. I didn't even get a good look at him. He passed me going so fast.
Aren't radar detectors illegal in California, though?
Yeah, you can't use radar. Yeah. No, they got to chase you down. That's
right.
Why there are very few speeding stops ever made in California. But, you know, when it's obvious... And the CHP is all over the place. So why aren't they chasing guys like that? You know,
I think they would if they could catch him. I think they would. I mean, you're trying to say just because he's some guy in a BMW, he's a white guy, they're going to leave him alone? I mean, come on,
no,
man.
No, I'm saying that what I'm really saying about California, Joe, is that most of the police, when it comes to traffic duty, are just trying to get out from under all the crashes because of the traffic, people not paying attention to the driving, the selfishness. There's a whole different route we can go down when it comes to traffic crashes, especially in California, of the thoughtlessness of people who are not paying attention to their driving or who don't have the skill to drive in those circumstances. Driving on California freeways at speeds greater than 60, 65 miles an hour is dangerous sport. It is.
I see. In Boston, and you guys in Boston are great drivers.
No,
that's
here.
The worst city in America, according to insurance reports.
Oh, yeah.
It's Boston.
Horrible. Yeah, horrible.
Why are you calling us out? I don't get it.
Well, I just find it interesting. In Florida, I would call out, too, because in Florida, it's ridiculous. Florida, just, man.
The bottom line, Richard, here, though, is that we've made it impossible to recruit good people to be police officers nowadays.
Why?
Nobody
would want to be a cop. It's all down.
No.
Yeah. So that means we hire people who are really unintelligible, or they're ineffective, or they're not qualified. That's how we have as police officers.
You're not getting the cream of the crop. Let's put it that way.
Well,
the cream of the crop is saying, you know what, I can go do something else.
So is it the news media's fault?
The news
is it
media?
The attitude of the public? What is it?
It's the public. It's the news media, and like you say, the management. You got people like Marilyn Mosby in Baltimore, okay? I mean, okay, maybe this cop did plant, and he's a bad guy, and he should be obviously rooted out and gotten rid of, and not saying that there aren't those kind of cops out there. But she is known. I mean, the police department there basically says, I'm not touching anything because management is going to throw me in jail. Here I am, a cop. And I'm on the beat, and they are out to throw me in jail. Marilyn Mosby is against her own police department, and she's looking to convict anybody who does anything that she deems.
So that's the planting of evidence stuff from Baltimore? Is that why you said that?
Then how stupid is the guy who planted evidence then with body cameras?
No, he's very stupid.
He's very stupid. But how about this?
She's just one of many around the country where the police are just getting it from every single angle. They're getting it from the media. They're getting it from the management.
Because people don't like authority
and people are...
No, I don't think that's it. I mean, come on. How many bad cops are doing their own worst PR for police officers across the country?
0.001% of all cops. And that's the guy that you see that's planting the drug evidence.
What about all the innocent people being shot? They haven't even figured it out about the woman in Minneapolis.
But you're making it sound like it's 50% of all cops that do that.
I know it's not 50%.
It's 1%.
Okay, that's not acceptable.
And they get on CNN, and they get televised, and now that's the norm.
Nobody gets hurt. If we have 1% of talk radio hosts that stink, nobody gets hurt. 1% of bad police officers, people get hurt. They do.
Yeah, but that you're ignoring the 99% that.
No, I'm not. And I resent that. Really, really fries my ass.
I don't care if you resent it. You can resent it all you want.
I resent the fact that people suggest to me, "Well, I hope you don't ever need the help of a cop." I don't. I find myself avoiding the police because I don't want to have the altercation. I take care of myself. I don't do things that are suspect. And I'd want to stay. Yesterday, I was moving a load of hay across from three. I have a farm. Most of you know that I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. So I'm moving a load of hay on a wagon from one town to another. And I was passed by three or four police officers. They didn't pay any attention to me. But there's the occasional one who will stop and ask a lot of questions and doesn't know what the law is. And it just, I don't like being put in those positions, but it's always because they don't know what the law is.
When he stops you,
there's a lot of hay stealing going on, and I think it's time we crack down on it.
Okay, thank you. 20 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Attention. Do you have outstanding federal student loans? Then get ready for a special free offer. Graduate Service Center wants to give you free information to see if you qualify for one lower monthly payment or student loan forgiveness. The call is free, the information is free, and there's absolutely no obligation. See if you qualify for lower monthly payments or loan forgiveness. Call now. 800-801-4950. That's 800-801-4950. Don't wait. Call now. 800-801-4950.
The forecast today is for skin itch and irritation, because with warm weather like this comes all sorts of bug bites and rashes. The best way to be prepared? With the power of 10. Cortisone 10, the anti-itch cream that brings fast-acting, long-lasting relief. Relief that lasts 10 full hours. So let's revise that forecast, because with Cortisone 10, your day is looking a whole lot better. That's the power of 10. Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The Oklahoma, battleship Oklahoma, had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Are you looking for a tool that can quickly change from sanding to cutting to scraping? Well, the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt multi-tool offers multiple uses with just one tool. The quick blade release feature allows you to easily exchange accessories with a simple lever rotation. Variable speed settings and two built-in LED work lights will help you finish a variety of projects on your to-do list. Pick up your Craftsman C3 multi-tool today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores. Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 and change after the hour. This is an overview from Radio One. Actually, that's the name of a company, isn't it? So we could say
I'm pretty sure you're not on any other station.
Radio One.
Hey, you never know.
Especially after what I just said. All right. So the charts from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television, responsible for the information, the fodder that we use conversationally to stimulate you into thinking more about these big items of the week. It's Joe Crummy, who has a podcast called Evil Thoughts. You can get it on iTunes. Rich Thank McFadden you. From the Good Day Gang and Victoria Keelan from the DJV Show. The number eight item... television focus, or not television, but where HBO has gone with Game of Thrones and the season debut and all the people. I don't, as with the last conversation that is annoying for some people, I don't get the excitement about this. It's a violent, horrible, bloody fest of chopping people up with swords. I don't get it. I honestly. So I'm not the one to talk about this. Who's a fan of Game of Thrones here?
Not I.
Well, I'm not, but I mean, I was looking at the numbers on it. I mean, it's amazing that it was it was downloaded 900 million times illegally, season 7. And only 16 million people downloaded it through HBO legally. It was 15 million illegal downloads in the United States, 6.2 million illegal in the UK. Amazing.
Right, but part of the reason for that is HBO's website crashed, and people were desperate to see what was happening on the show.
Why?
So that's why there was a huge...
Why are people desperate to watch bludgeoning?
Doug, I don't understand it at all, but my brother and his girlfriend, you can't even text them on a Sunday night because all you will get back is G-O-T. That's their answer. Game of Thrones, don't even bother talking to us. Kara, our producer on DJV, is the same way. I don't get it, but it's just, it is a fact.
Wow. Richie, you watch it?
I don't pay for HBO anymore. I'm tired of this.
Why?
Apparently, you don't need to pay for HBO because everyone illegally downloaded it.
I'm tired of paying $230 a month for TV. It's ridiculous.
I don't blame you for that.
It's crazy.
BIOS and TV
I cut
and stuff,
the cord.
About $230.
I'm getting ready to cut the cord.
Cut the cord.
So
I pay $40
a month for access to the internet and for the television shows.
I mean, that's what I'm trying to figure out right now. So what likely what I will do, just because I can't cut the cord, is I will get the most basic television service that gives my local channels, and then I will use Sling and Roku to get all the rest of my stuff.
So you have to be technically savvy. You're very technically
offline.
Yeah, maybe.
Because Sling is no good. I tried it. It's horrible.
Oh, good.
And there's no DVR function. PlayStation View is where it's at. It's $40 a month, and we have all the channels we want. It's the best. I'm going to send you the info, Rich. We'll talk.
I've been looking at it. Yeah, but basically I'm tired of being just harangued by all these TV companies.
All right, while I have Richie here, I want to have a discussion about the Works Artificial Advanced Intelligent Drill. We're giving away these on the DJV show. And if you go to at DJV show or Twitter, Instagram, whatever it is, using the DJV moniker, you can post why you ought to. You look at these Works tools, the drill, the Blade Runner, which is a great crosscut saw. Why do you want to win these things? I could think of 100 reasons why I'd want to. Richie.
Everybody wants shop tools, and these are good things. And you know the great thing about it is, with the Works tool system, I can take the battery out of one and put it in. I can put it in my trimmer. I can put it in my leaf blower. I can put it just
anything.
So I can just go back and forth. It's good stuff.
Yeah. All right. So post why you would like to win our Works tool giveaway. Facebook.com/DJV show. 28 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This report is brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association. Lifestyle factors that impact risk for cognitive decline and Alzheimer's disease have been expanded, as reported at the 2017 Alzheimer's Association International Conference in London. These include declining speech patterns, different types of hospitalization, and hearing loss. A study of nearly 800 people in Wisconsin with a parental history of Alzheimer's found that those diagnosed with hearing loss were roughly three times as likely to have a mild cognitive impairment, which often leads to Alzheimer's. Dr. Keith Fargo is Director of Scientific Programs and Outreach at the Alzheimer's Association.
These findings suggest that in older adults, hearing loss could be an early indicator of cognitive decline. It's possible that identifying and treating hearing loss could be of real value in reducing the overall burden of Alzheimer's disease and dementia.
If these new studies are confirmed, monitoring hearing loss and drops in speech complexity in people as they age may prove to be indicators of the need for cognitive evaluation. For more information, visit ALZ.org.
Summer. It's all about freedom. Endless days, throwing out the rules and having whatever you want, whenever you want. In celebration of this no-rules mantra, we've got CEO of MomTrends.com, Nicole Feliciano, here to talk about taking breakfast beyond the morning hours and encouraging you to enjoy it any time of day with easy-to-make, no-muss, no-fuss breakfast ideas. Hello, Nicole.
How are you today?
So how do you do it? How do you break the mold and get breakfast incorporated into every meal of the day?
By making sure you have protein that the whole family loves. For us, it's Smithfield brand. Hometown original bacon, anytime favorite. It's ham and fresh breakfast sausage.
Got some good meal ideas for us?
Avocado toast, an egg, hometown original bacon, and also some anytime favorite sliced ham. Another trend that we're absolutely loving is the breakfast bowl. Steel-cut oats, fresh fruits and vegetables, a sunny-side-up egg, and we put in Smithfield bacon and cubed ham. Quick and easy to prepare.
So how do we find out more?
Head to smithfield.com and be sure to follow them on social media to get even more ideas for using breakfast for all of your meals with the family.
Marriage has long been a part of the American dream. People have an innate understanding that healthy marriages build healthy lives and families. This is Reverend Derek McCoy, Executive Vice President at the Center for Urban Renewal and Education, also known as CURE. But more and more, young Americans embrace the mistruth that marriage isn't necessary. We see it in the numbers. The marriage rate in the U.S. has declined by 36% since the 1980s. Why marry? Singles ask. They already have the companionship and children, which are key benefits of marriage. But they've missed an important truth. If you're single and raising children, you have a three times greater chance of living in poverty than if you're married. That's three times the risk. We don't want that for our citizens. Americans need to know the whole truth about marriage. Healthy marriages and a strong family life are among the best solutions to a thriving society and eradicating poverty. It's time to tell the whole truth about marriage. Learn more at urbancure.org. That's urbancure.org.
I'm Nicole Feliciano, CEO of Mom Trent, and I've got three tips for having a great summer with your family. First, let's talk about meal prep. With Smithfield brand marinated fresh pork, meal prep is hassle-free. Find it in the refrigerated section, and it is super easy to get on the table. It's pre-seasoned. To get inspired with different options for what's available and recipes, head to SmithfieldRealFlavorRealFast.com. When it comes to pizza night, we really rely on the Virtuoso Classic Crust Pizza. It comes in a variety of toppings, super tasty, and to find out where it's available in a store near you, head to their website. When it comes to tackling laundry, what you're going to do is add in the Clorox 2 Stain Remover and Color Booster with your favorite detergent. You're going to get four times the stain removing power and twice as bright laundry in no time at all. So that's a quick laundry hack for you as well. For more tips, head over to momtrends.com.
At Valero, we believe life gets lived between every fill-up. So whether you go down the road on two wheels or four, whether your Wednesday night is spent racing to the grocery store or down a track, and whether you're dropping off the mail, the pizza, the kids, or all of the above, we're here to make sure you're never running on empty. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Maybe you're asking yourself, who is that guy in the mirror? What happened to the guy with the brass knuckle attitude? Maybe he just needs to decide, is that a tie around his neck or a leash? Join the Brotherhood of Muscle with an available 485-horsepower Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger GT, the world's first all-wheel drive two-door muscle car at the Dodge Drive and Discover event. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 at the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, discussing the issues of this past week from Talkers Magazine's perspective. We've only gotten through three in the last half hour. I just posted something, and I wonder whether this makes me a bad guy as well. And yes. The reason I posted it is because I was thinking about what we've been talking about with regard to the police. The post reads as follows. A worried mother does better research than the FBI. Is that a slap at the FBI because they don't do their job? Or is it a testimony, testament to mothers and their concern about their children? Or is it a third thing? Can we learn from how mothers do research and investigative work? Can we send some of that to the FBI school so you learn?
Well,
that sentiment has been floating around on social media for a while now. Everyone likes to say, oh, you know, a concerned mother is going to be able to track down their kid a lot faster than the FBI can find a criminal. So,
because a concerned mother is never going to stop.
Right.
She is a dog on a scent and is never going to stop. The FBI has 350 cases on their desk, and you're one of them.
Mm-hmm. Is that, well, it's food for thought. We can have this debate that could continue the rest of the program. But the more important thing is to get to number seven, see if we can make some headway here. The OJ prison release hearing and subsequent announcement that he'll be out of jail October 1st. Everybody sort of saw that coming. Lots of conversation about his being charming and, you know, where his money is. It's the same old stuff that's been floating around since 1994 when the episode took place. And I don't see or hear anything different here. Is there a different wrinkle to this that we're not seeing or hearing?
It's interesting.
Well, he was pretty funny about, I listened to what he said yesterday, that he lived a conflict-free life.
Yeah,
I thought that was pretty funny. It's like, what? Yeah. And the parole is, I'm just thinking, okay. Look, they overcharged him. They threw the book at him. And it was time to let him out.
And the guy that called the police on him is now his friend and said, I'd pick him up in jail if he called me.
Well, you would be too. If OJ's good with a knife, I'd tell you, you're my best pal.
Yeah.
I would. I'd say the same thing.
But hey, listen, they could not convict him on the murder. Everybody knows he did it. Apparently,
you know what? I don't want to double back and get Doug mad, but I mean, how did OJ walk? What did they do?
Does anybody find it funny that Chris Darden, Chris Darden all over CNN yesterday. Why would they have him on? I mean, they botched this so badly.
Well, Furman is the one who really, that's what started it. And they went downhill.
Planting evidence. I mean, and like Joe said, it circles us back to the first
topic.
But
remember, Joe, you were in, when I was on KBC, it was as a matter of fact, the night I started on KBC in Los Angeles was the day after or 2 days after OJ had been indicted. And I learned my lesson.
I remember that very
quickly.
Well.
Yeah. I said, well, you know what? Because everybody was calling, my God, this guy's guilty. Hang him up by his shoelaces, et cetera. I said, well, the evidence isn't all in. How do we know? What an education it was into Los Angeles radio. I was the only one on the air on any station who thought OJ deserved a chance. And it was,
I was in the studio about to go on the air when the news broke, and it broke around mid-morning, and the guy
came on. You were in KBC when I was on KBC.
Right, I was I was right down the hall from you in that identical studio kind of thing, and I remember hearing the news. I thought he was guilty immediately. It said the wife of O.J. the guy comes on, and he says the wife of O.J. Simpson has been found murdered in Brentwood, and they can't find O.J., basically. I go, okay, that's it. I knew he was immediately guilty. And he still is.
And to drive by, I say this in a sort of a perverted way, when you go up by where she lived and there's that little wall around the apartment that was always there.
Didn't they bulldoze the house? Is the house bulldozed now?
No. No,
somebody lived there.
There's a condo on the.
The main house at Rockingham where OJ lived is gone. That is, about that. That's gone.
But the apartment where they lived and the restaurant where Goldman worked, where they met, was ripped down too.
Was that Bella Luna or something like that?
Yeah, it was right on the corner of San Vicente and whatever that cross street is.
Yeah, I ate there. Yeah, a lot of people did after that.
Anyway,
great for business.
Yeah. Fabulous. Okay, number six is the Postal Service Clinton campaign scandal. I'm going to have to take a bow on
what? I've never even heard of this. What?
I looked it up. It's the Russians behind this one. So what happened was the Postal Union is in bed with the Democratic Party, I guess, or whatever it was. What they did is they went to the postal people and said, give all these days the day off. The union will pay, and we're going to go out and campaign for Hillary. And apparently that's improper because they have an army of postal carriers who apparently don't need to deliver the mail.
They barely deliver it as it is.
Right,
so.
Really.
So nobody noticed.
No one noticed that they took a day off.
I didn't get any junk mail today. Damn it.
Right. As a Democrat, can I give back the postal office to someone else?
Wow. Look at this. How do you do that?
Hillary was trying to get... shows you her campaign corrupt and evil, though.
This is why unions are irrelevant, because they make decisions like this and think that nobody's going to notice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially government unions. Oy.
Well, so Trump's had the Russians colluding, and we had the Postal Service. No wonder we lost. No wonder we lost.
There you go. They get the Russians to run the mail. It's 41 minutes past the hour. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by Champion Generators. There are many pretenders, some contenders, only one Champion Generator. Go to championpowerequipment.com, championpowerequipment.com. If you have any need, and most everybody does, especially when the weather gets wild, small generators, medium-sized generators, generators for big corporate structures, they've got them all. Champion Generators. Go to championpowerequipment.com. Talk Radio Countdown, a review of the hot hits in talk radio. The stories, let's go through the list so that we make sure there are no questions. Sometimes we get a little in our discoveries. The couple of hours that we do this program, we don't necessarily stick to the script, if you will. So a couple of times during the program, I've got to remind people of what actually is on the list. Number 10 this week is sports action. Number 9, the shooting in Minneapolis. Number 8, the debut of Game of Thrones for the season. OJ, number 7, the Clinton campaign scandal. Number 6, that's an editorial comment. The end of the Syrian arms deal is number 5. John McCain has cancer, number 4. The approval rating for the president is 3. The investigation of Mr. Trump is number 2. And the health care plan discussion, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Some pretty interesting. It really is fascinating to get what's on people's minds. So that's the list.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college: for their child to do well, and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. 60 million people in the United States have kidney stones. How they are treated depends on analysis of the stones through a CT scan.
Cystine stones are the rare type of stones that can actually be dissolved by giving patients medication or increasing their hydration.
Now, while they may be easier to treat, urologist Dr. David Patterson says the symptoms can still be intense. They include nausea, back pain, blood in the urine, vomiting, and very severe pain.
If the stone is less than 5 millimeters, we will place them on some narcotics and a drug called Flomax, which relaxes the muscle within the ureteral wall. It takes away some of that spasm, but also helps dilate the ureter just slightly enough that hopefully they'll pass the stone.
Stones larger than 5 millimeters are less likely to pass spontaneously and often need more aggressive treatment. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
This is the list of people who are on people's minds, if you will. The folks at Talkers Magazine reviewing what's going on in talk radio programs with hosts all around the country, doing a survey. And so this is the list as presented by Talkers for this week. At number 10, Justine Rizchik. I think that's how you pronounce her name. At number 9, O.J. Simpson. Number 8, Jeff Sessions. John Huntsman is at 7. Bad Vlad, Mr. Pukin Putin at 6. Paul Manafort and Jared Kushner tied for the 5th position. Donald Trump Jr. is in 4. John McCain in the 3rd position. The old fossil Mitch McConnell is in the number 2 slot. And the controversial President of the United States, Donald Trump, is the person on the top of the list. No surprise there. That's the way it looks. Doug Steffen here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Wow. What was that?
Okay. It's Mondo Bizarro time here. 43 past the hour. Rich McFadden, Joe Crummy, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen with our overview of the stories from Talkers Magazine this week. Number 5. The ending of the Syrian arms deal. I never really quite understood what we were selling and we weren't selling, what we were doing, the timing of it.
You mean training the Syrian rebels, right? Wasn't that the point of it?
Yeah, we were helping the people that were trying to bring down Assad.
And I
think it's funny that it's supposedly a covert CIA deal. If we're talking about it, how covert can it be? But
Right, you know, but now it's canceled, right? Trump.
Yeah, but that's a good thing, though. I mean, I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, because all these weapons are going to end up in our enemy's hands somewhere.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah. Number four, the cancer, the brain tumor. John McCain announcing that he has what basically is the continuing this melanoma that he has, skin cancer, very, very dangerous stuff. Mm. There are two kinds of skin cancer, the good kind or the not so good kind and the really bad kind. He had the really bad kind. Operation on his cheek, was it a couple of years ago? And as usual, they say they got it all. What's the kind of stuff that metastasizes and gets into your system, and it lodged in his brain? There was a blood clot there. This is not a good sign. This guy's...
It's a very bad prognosis with this type of a brain tumor.
It's the same thing Ted Kennedy had. So one wonders what's in the air and the water in Washington.
Well, they say that only maybe 10% of the people that get it live 5 years or more.
Mm-hmm.
It's a glioblastoma, whatever that is.
Yeah, let's take McCain out of the picture and tell us what happens to you, any of you, if you go to the doctor and he says you have an incurable cancer. What goes?
Well,
what
look, I've had a brain tumor, so I can talk to, I can speak to it. I've had a brain tumor, and I survived it. And I got to tell you, it's an existential crisis. I mean, McCain is in worse shape than I was, but it cost me my hearing and my balance on the left side. And it's a bad place to be. I know that McCain was at a D-backs game, was it last night or the night before, to try to enjoy his life, but it's got to be tough. Maybe it's easy when you're 80. Maybe it's not easy, but maybe it's easier when you're 80 to say, okay, I guess, you know, I'm going to have to get off the stage at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But it can't 80? Be that easy ever.
Yeah, he's older than that. Even. I think 80, 81, 82, somewhere.
Really? Yeah. I didn't think he was that old.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, he's 80 anyway. Oh, yeah.
Well, that might be the best part of his diagnosis then, because the older you are, the slower cancer spreads and grows anyway. So he might actually be on the higher end of that life expectancy.
That's interesting.
You know, that's really an interesting observation, Victoria. I'd say it speaks more to men who are older. Prostate cancer, when a young man gets it, it's curtains.
Mm-hmm.
When you're older, it's just, okay, it's there. And just kind of floats around. Very few old men die of prostate cancer. But if you get it when you're younger, it's the end of the line.
Yep.
That's a very interesting observation. All right, let's see. Number three and number two and number one, it's all about Trump and his approval rating and the investigation. There are a lot of things floating around this week that suggest that the two sons are not happy. They've had enough. They can hardly wait. Can we believe that it was news media fodder, or do you think it's just so much hooey? The investigation is now creeping into the lives of the two sons of Donald Trump's two children.
Right.
And so is that ruining their lives, and are they...
Well...
I think they've got grit, but yes. Do they want to be there? No. But
Would anyone want to be in that position?
Right, exactly.
It's creeping into Jared Kushner's life, too, but, you know...
Well, but Ivanka doesn't seem to mind it. Ivanka seems
to be... Well, she hasn't been vocal about anything, really.
I think they're all tough kids, and they will fight anything that comes to them. Nobody wants to be there.
You know what I like is they're now hiring investigators to investigate the investigators, and I like that. In other words, you've got Robert Mueller, who's got that special counsel situation, going through all of Trump's dirty laundry. Now Trump is now saying, okay, fine, well, everybody on that commission, we're going to investigate them now, too.
So how much money is it taking to go through all this? How much of your tax dollars?
The lawyers
are winning.
How
many people are working hard to pay their taxes, and the money is going in this drivel?
Right, and what's happening in D.C. with regard to making our lives better, which is ostensibly what they're there for. That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. All right, number one, the fate of the health care plan. This is such a joke. It's a joke. The whole damn thing is a joke because it really isn't a health care plan. It isn't a health care bill. It's an insurance bill, supposedly give people more access to health care instead of really focusing on the problem. The number one problem in this country is prevention. It's educating people into how and why to avoid the vagaries that put people in the hospital in the first place. What you eat, what you drink, what you smoke, what you breathe, all of these things. Most of the problems in our country health-wise could be taken care of by smart exercise programs, eating properly, and that's all education. It's all public school education. And
the government could help in a lot of that.
Absolutely, Rich. Rich McFadden, Joe Crummy. Don't forget to go to iTunes to find his evil stuff. That's what it is, evil stuff. And thank you, Victoria. 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about 10 bucks a month to join. So even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese. Please, I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour. Time now for power player Victoria Keelan to run through the top five items from the world of the Titanic world of technology. How do you like that? It's a big deal.
It means it's sinking?
No, it's big. It's big, it's big, it's big. All right, so from number five to number one, starting at five, the Federal Communications Commission is rattling its sabers again.
Oh, absolutely, Doug. The FCC is trying to end robocalls once and for all. I got three yesterday on my cell phone.
Get them all the time, too.
It is just, it's getting worse and worse. And so the FCC gets 200,000 complaints annually, which means that's obviously a fraction of the number of people affected by this, but people who actually take the steps to complain.
And you know what's so clever about these people? They get numbers. The one that calls me all the time has numbers in cities all over the country. So if you recognize one number and you don't answer it, then they call. I don't answer the phone. If I don't know the number or it's not identified, I just don't answer it. But they apparently get through to a lot of people because they keep. This is a successful way of marketing for some companies.
Well, one of the ways they get through to people now is they have a cell phone number that looks almost identical to yours. So it people are more prone to answer the phone when it's the same area code and the first three numbers of the exchange, and that's what I get all the time. And when you look down, you realize, well, wait a second, maybe it's somebody who I know, or maybe it's someone who used to have this phone. And so people do tend to answer the phone more. I answered one of them yesterday, and it was just this call about trying to give me rewards points for a hotel stay or something. It's all random stuff, but it's 15 billion robocalls.
Right.
15 billion have been made already in 2017 in the U.S. alone.
All right, so number four.
Well, so basically, the FCC they're levying huge fines to the tune of $120 million now against these companies.
Good. Number four is a focus on IBM, and you say, huh? IBM?
That is a blast from the past, but IBM has said that they have a way that they can actually prevent data breaches. We hear about data breaches all the time now, and so IBM has created this new mainframe, which is basically a gigantic computer server that can encrypt billions of transactions in a day. Companies, however, in order to get this technology, it's going to cost them about $500,000 to upgrade to this new IBM system, but it could be worth it, especially for banks, retailers, health companies, where people feel vulnerable handing over their personal information. So IBM seems to have, they claim that they have the end-all be-all answer against data frame hackers.
Mm-hmm. Number three on our way to number one, Verizon, one of the suckiest companies in the world now has the advice is what comes out of the story, I guess, right?
Well, yeah, and of course, Verizon is one of the data breaches that IBM is trying to prevent now. So I would say Verizon, give IBM a call, and maybe they can help you. Verizon has a new data breach. 6 million customers were affected this time. This is for Verizon cellular service. So if you are a Verizon cell customer, change your PIN. The PIN is not your bank PIN. It's the PIN that you establish when you set up your Verizon cellular account. So that's what they're saying, that it was human error. And it was a cloud server data breach, and emails and full names were exposed. So sometimes that's all the information a hacker needs to really get into your personal data. So change your PIN immediately.
I could have used this. The number two story is a focus on in-flight Wi-Fi, which in some circumstances for me, I can make it work, and sometimes I can't. Mm-hmm. How's it going to get better?
It is very hit or miss, except now there is brand new satellite service that's right now Norwegian, Lufthansa, Singapore, Qatar, and Air New Zealand are the international carriers who are going to be the first to install these new satellite technologies. It gives you at-home quality Wi-Fi. So the Wi-Fi that you have in your home that you stream Netflix and everything on, 70 bits per second, megabits per second, which is pretty fast, that's what they say they're going to now have on airlines. Gogo, which is the company that works with Delta and American Airlines, and it's very frustrating to deal with Gogo if you've ever flown and tried to use the Wi-Fi. It is very hit or miss. Gogo is also working with a new satellite service to bring different packages on board. So Netflix binging, instead of downloading and then actually watching them later, you can really watch in real time. So it's going to be great for flying.
Speaking of Netflix, they're the number one focus on technology stories this week.
That's right. Netflix has some new impressive numbers, 104 million subscribers globally. They added more than 4 million in the U.S. alone, and they think a lot of their original programming, like House of Cards is and Orange is the New Black, is to blame.
House of Cards for me, I think it's very compelling. I wouldn't give you a nickel for Orange is the New Black, though. All right, Victoria, good job. 59 after.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Attention. Do you have outstanding federal student loans? Then get ready for a special free offer. Graduate Service Center wants to give you free information to see if you qualify for one lower monthly payment or student loan forgiveness. The call is free, the information is free, and there's absolutely no obligation. See if you qualify for lower monthly payments or loan forgiveness. Call now. 800-801-4950. That's 800-801-4950. Don't wait. Call now. 800-801-4950.
The forecast today is for skin itch and irritation, because with warm weather like this comes all sorts of bug bites and rashes. The best way to be prepared? With the power of 10. Cortisone 10, the anti-itch cream that brings fast-acting, long-lasting relief. Relief that lasts 10 full hours. So let's revise that forecast, because with Cortisone 10, your day is looking a whole lot better. That's the power of 10. Cortisone 10. Use as directed.